Lubin is considered to be one of the creators of the animated landscape. Le Muletier du Var, the muleteer from the Var, is an example of this. Looking for the structure of the landscape, he worked it in long horizontal bands. The cloud formations emphasize the horizontality. The solid rock in the foreground provides a foundation for the composition. The muleteer on his donkey, slightly off-center in the composition, carries a bundle of goods, an excuse for working the white paint, echoing that of the stones. The movement of the animal is suggested by the dust rising from the path. The central area is balanced by the second plane, and then by the horizon. Using the interplay between light and shade, Lubin added contrast using rapid, loaded brush strokes. The son of a merchant, Émile Lubin, decided to abandon his law studies and devote himself to painting. He enrolled at the École de Dessin d'Aix-en-Provence. He spent the years between 1829 and 1839 in Rome in the company of François-Marius Granet, an artist from Aix. During that period, he created multiple sketches of the countryside around Rome. In Paris, Lubin visited the Romantics in their studios, Delacroix, Descamps, Rousseau, Diaz, and Roqueplan. In 1845, he was appointed director of the École des Beaux-Arts de Marseille. He was an excellent teacher and taught those who were to become the best painters of the Provence school, Guigou, Angalière, Grésy, and Monticelli. As a result of this artistic impulse, he became the father of the Marseille school, encouraging the Provençal artists to paint en plein air, in the open air.